Did a secret police infiltrator inside Fathers for Justice first propose the idea of kidnapping Tony Blair's son? That's what some members of the organisation now suspect. It started as a simple conversation between a group of protesters in a pub just before Christmas. But memories of that night are confused. Some who were there say no one talked about kidnapping. Others say a plan was mentioned but quickly dismissed. Whatever the truth, anti-terrorist police visited the men soon after. So does this mark the end of the Fathers for Justice movement? Our Home Affairs correspondent Simon Israel reports.
It appears this headline-grabbing allegation emerged from the post-Santa protest staged by rival groups in the Fathers for Justice campaign just before Christmas. Wild threats and suggested antics were the talk of the town in this pub opposite the Royal Courts of Justice Family Division. Several of those who took part say they remember it well, and it did not include any mention of kidnapping the Prime Minister's youngest child. Several who were in the George were later to be visited and warned by anti-terrorist officers.
That was actually entirely unrelated. The two things are entirely unrelated. That was over a matter of a conversation overheard in a pub just before Christmas about something entirely different. It had nothing to do with kidnapping Leo Blair. The guys were visited and they were given warnings that if they pulled off anything within the Westminster area, there's a likelihood that they'd be shot.
I had nothing to do. So nothing in that conversation threw up the idea of kidnapping the Prime Minister's son?
Nothing at all.
Were you there?
I was there, yes.
But still, the allegation that Leo Blair was to be the target for abduction landed on the desk of a senior officer at Scotland Yard via a source who some in the protest group suspect was a special branch infiltrator. Certainly, Channel 4 News understands that that branch of the security services were none too happy about today's leak.
Given the history of Fathers for Justice and the current heightened state of alert, any hint of a threat to the Prime Minister and his family has to be taken seriously. But just because police have launched an inquiry doesn't necessarily add credibility to the original allegation.
Whether this is fantasy land or not, the kidnap idea is a far cry from the highly publicised superhero stunts at Buckingham Palace and that purple powder incident during Prime Minister's question time. Their real target, however, has always been the family courts and the presiding judges, whose hearings and decisions on parental access to children were, they claimed, bias and never made public. Their campaign hasn't made a jot of difference.
The group has really been dead in the water for a while. That doesn't mean it can't come back. I mean, it could well do. You could see a stunt any day soon that may not be quite as sensational as kidnapping the Prime Minister's son, but it could still be quite interesting.
We're a mainstream movement. We've been the most high-profile campaign group in this country for the last 3 years. You know, we have a job to do. There is a question, I think you're right to ask the question, is the longevity of the group established? Have we expired our use-by date?
Today's headlines may well have answered that question and brought forward the inevitable extinction of a movement which marvelled in comic strip stunts but achieved little else.